Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shloisha Svarim, Amar Rabbi Kuspedoi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shloisha Svarim, Diftachim, Barash Hashanah, Echad Shal Shem Gemurim, Echad Shal Tzadikim Gemurim, Echad Shal Beinim, Tzadikim Gemurim, Nichtovim, Nichtovim, Laalte Lechaim, Shoim Gemurim, Nichtovim, Nichtovim, Laalte Lemisa, Beinim, Tluim, Vaim, Dim, Shashana, Vaad Yoim, Kippurim, Zochu, Nichtovim Lechaim, Lezochu, Nichtovim Lemisa. Find ourselves in now, they say it's a mere tshuva. And the Farshim say that most of us are beininim. Most of us are beininim. Rava already said in Gemara Brachis, can go in, I know beinini. And the Farshim have a hard time to understand what is this beinini, what is the gather of this beinini that's tali va'oimid, that's waiting for the Gemara Din on Yom Kippur. The Rishonim say mechsal mechsa. He has exactly 50 and 50. The Pnei Yeshua in Rosh Hashanah over here says, at the Beinini is anyone who has a little bit of mitzvahs and a little bit of airs. A Rosh is a Rosh Gomer, a Tzaddik is a Tzaddik Gomer. Anyone who has a substantial amount, even if they're a small amount, a substantial amount of mitzvahs and a substantial amount of airs, he's a Beinini. I'll try and explain, understand a little bit. What is the Seichel? You can have two Yidden, Reuven has so many mitzvahs, but he has a handful of airs. He has a nice. But he has 80% mitzvahs. And he's going to be in the same sefer, in the same boat, as another person, Shimon, another Yid Shimon, who has so many more averus, roiv averus, but he has some mitzvahs. Why are they both called beinim? So I'd like to explain, suggest, that what we see over here is that we think that the idea of beinim is somebody who by default doesn't get into the sefer of the tzaddik and the sefer of the rasha. He looks at his years, and he sees that it's filled with both mitzvahs and both averus. But beininim, we see that beininim is a separate sefer. There's a separate sefer written for a beinini. We don't just write in one sefer the rishonim to beininim and tzadikim. Chazal are telling us that beininim is a certain type of a person. It's another type of person. Beinini is not a default. Beinini is somebody who's mechsa. Mechsa means the person is halved in his commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe say it's stronger. The Beinini is decidedly uncommitted. There are certain, the tzaddik is committed totally, his ikar force, total force, he's committed to the Yetzer HaTov, to the Yetzer Ratzon HaYetzer. The Rosh is the other way around. Beinini is the story of most of us, that we're connected to both. We're connected to the Rosh, the Yetzer Hara, and to the Yetzer HaTov. Like the Gemara in Brachos says, the guy when he talks about Beinim brings this Gemara, Oyli mi yitzri ve oyli mi yitzri. What does that mean? It means the Beinini has a real connection to real Avodas Hashem. He enjoys learning. He enjoys a Musa Shmuz. And definitely Elul and Eser Shemei Tshuva, he's interested in being in the right place. But he also has a connection to other things. He also has a connection to doing many things, to going after his taivas, to having many times where he's not so mechuyev to always be learning, to have times he's dear, and definitely he wants to be mechazik, he definitely wants to be mechazik and zmanim of chizik, but also he wants the time, he wants low time, he wants late, he wants to be able to protect his time where he's not so connected. We know the Beinini is somebody who wants to live in both worlds because he cannot let go. He's afraid to let go of his connection to the Yetzer Hara. This is the story of so many of us. You know, we want to daven in the right places, Yom Noirayim. But maybe Purim time or other times, we want to be in a place where you could party a little bit, you know. We're afraid to make that full commitment to go all the way. We want to have a son-in-law who definitely knows how to handle learning, who's great, went to the right yeshivas, maybe learns a few times. But we want to be able to know that he could talk stocks, that he can handle stocks, that he could take care of our daughter, and he could take care of, he could do both. The Beinini wants to have the best of both worlds. So he's decidedly uncommitted. This is a huge gilui in koichas hanefesh. Beinini is not someone who by default is a Beinini. He's holding on to both worlds. And that's what the Bnei Yeshua means, that's the tzad hashava between our previous example of Reuven and Shimon. You might have a few more mitzvahs, you might have a lot more mitzvahs, but they both won't let go of their connection to the Tzad Hara. Revolver brings the Agdor of the Python, in Erev Rosh Hashanah, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we said Eslichas, El Elikai Dol Fanavshi, the Loshen of the Paitan is, he's talking about a human being, a mensch. Oyvid Lishnei Adoinov Kefi Shonov. He's being Oyvid to two masters, to two Odoinovs, Kefi Shonov. Asois Liyoitzroi Uliyitzroi Kirtzoinov. He wants to please Kavayochel, both the Yetzer and the Yetzer. Zokta Vol, but this is the Hagdor Rabbeinini. He's in two Rishuyas. He's caught in two worlds. He's connected to two things. He wants to do the Yetzer. He wants the Yetzer because he feels his identity is connected to the Yetzer. Like we just mentioned in the Gemara Brochus, he says, Oyli mi Yetzer. He's afraid that if he's going to go all the way, he's going to become one of those guys who are learning all the time, who are keeping all halachas all the time, who are extremely scrupulous, who we throw out the technology or upon him we commit to throw it out. I'm not going to be able to handle that totally. So he holds on. He holds on not only because it takes a long time to change. That's not a lack of commitment. That takes time. He holds on because he's afraid to commit. He's afraid to commit. And he holds on to Nekud of Beinonim. And this is the danger of Beinoni. A Beinoni is very good. So many of us are Beinonim. And there's so many good parts of it. It's a real connection to good things. But in the sugi of change, the Beinoni has an akuda that equalizes him. The Beinoni has an anti-change koyach nefesh that doesn't allow change. In the sugi of change, there's a story of so many people's lives, they end up ad meyav esem shona, that they're connected to these two worlds, and they don't make that hachro, they don't make that decisive decision to go, that's it, we're on board. Why? First of all, because like we said, because we're holding on to the Yetzer, the Yetzer, the Rasoin Yetzer, because we're afraid to let go of that. We identify with that, And second of all, it's very hard for the Beinoni to change because he can console himself. He be'emes is not like the Rasha. He has real connection. There are so many times and days and weeks where he's really in the Beis Medrash. There are so many times where he really is working on his midas, and he feels, I'm not such a noise, if I'm not such a bum, so I'm in good shape. But he doesn't realize that he has in his Metzias a connection to these two worlds, and he has to make that jump. During the times of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, says Mirchuvah, it's an opportunity to make that jump. In the Malachim, we find that Elio, he meets Melech Achav, and the Nevi Habal. Klal Yisroel was rampant with Avodah Zarah. Now Elio and Novi turns to Klal Yisroel and he says, Ad Mosai Atem Poischim Al Shei Shtei Asifim. To when are you going to jump from Alechasna, is going to be jumping from one branch to another branch. Rashi says, one machshava, going after the Baal and going after Hashem. When are you going to jump? The Targum Yonis and translates. And Moshe Atem is Palgim L'Shnei Plugi. How long are you going to be halved? What we're talking about, how long are you going to be this person who's Mechsal Mechsa, have a real connection to both? This is our sugya. And what does he say? He says, Im Lebal, Im L'Hashem Lechu Acharov. Im Lebal Lechu Acharov. He says, make a choice. If you go to Hashem, go after him. If you're the Baal, go after him. What is Elio saying? Go after Avodah Zarah. What is he telling them, going after Avodah Zarah? The answer is, Elio is teaching us that the way to make a change is to push our backs to the wall. To realize that it's not true. We can't really dance on all chasanas. We have a part of us that's after the Baal. You have to make a decision. You have to make a achra. You can't remain decidedly uncommitted. You have to be decidedly committed. This is the opportunity during Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Mashal says the Beinoni is the Bnei Morim, the middle tzir on the Gemara and Daf Yud Ches. Gemara says we go like Bnei Morim. It's the one on the small path that has two big, deep valleys on each side. The Beinoni has to realize and put himself, and he has to put himself on a tightrope. We have to turn to ourselves, and we have to find the nekudas of Beinoni essence inside of us. And we have to say to ourselves, I have to tell myself, a warsager, and Mose atapoisim ashtei se'ifim. This is the time, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Hashem is forcing us for our good to make a decision. He says this year, you want to have bracha, you want to be a tzaddik, Go all the way. Come, when we come to this madrega, recognition, so Hashem will come to what Klal Yisrael came to many psukim later. And Elio and Novi told him, many psukim later, it says, when they saw that Hashem accepted the carbon, they said, Hashem hu elikim, Hashem hu elikim. That was the hachro, the recognition that we're all after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our journey between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's Hashem to work on Nakud of Beinoni that holds us down. We have to come Be'ezus Hashem to Hakara, to commit. Commit doesn't mean to change before or not. It takes time to change. But it means don't hold yourself back. Don't hold yourself back. Leave over the Oilei Mi'Yitzroi. Jump on board. To Hakara, full Hakara. Hashem Hu Alekim, Hashem Hu Alekim. Shall be Zoyche Be'ezus Hashem. Shall have the Koyches. To Mafkia, the Nekuda of Beinonis. And Loshuv B'Shuv Shlema. We shall be Zoyche to be Nichtov. Tzadikim. Shall be Sifrish Tzadikim, Gemurim, and Gemarach Simetoyah.